You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Support for My Wife Hates Me comes from Manscaped, who is the best in man's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels this holiday season. That's right, Manscaped. La, 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 la.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. Somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Don't step on the wires, Bonnie. This is set up. It's all rigged, kind of weird. Testing to your mic. Let's see if you're working.
Test, test, test.
No, a little louder, please, because it's
different. It's test.
New. There.
Test, 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 test.
Okay, we are...
Testosterone.
We're in our new house with no cable. We're doing this through a hotspot on my phone. Hopefully it works because everything else has been a nightmare today. You know, the cable guy came. And he couldn't find the access. He couldn't put in cable. So now I have to get this other company to come in to find where the access point is. That costs $250 for one line.
If you're going to burp, one line. Like move away from the mic and then do your burp, slow down, stop talking, go, oh, you know, this, all this is voices, right? They have nothing else to go on. So the one thing that they have is to listen to your voice. So don't burp in the middle of a sentence. Try not to slur. Try not to slosh around in your mouth.
Anyhow, so the cable guy came today.
And First of all, who doesn't love cable talk? I mean...
Well, I'm just saying it's been a stressful day.
Oh.
Every day when you move into a new... Every day there's something being done. Bonnie just put boxes everywhere. I mean, she's doing things, but I'm really doing things. And
you know, that's the amazing thing about you, that there's always a checklist of who's doing better.
I didn't say
unless you're doing less, then you see it as equal.
I didn't say I was doing better. I said, you're doing things and I'm
doing even more things.
I didn't say more. I said, I'm really doing
things. Really doing things.
Really doing things. Go fuck myself.
Yeah.
No, you got the kitchen. It's nice. You know, that's perfect. Now, so, you know, everybody's doing a little here and there, but there's tons and tons of boxes that haven't been unpacked.
Yeah, I know. Whose boxes are those?
They're everybody's.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we can do whatever we want with them since they're everybody's?
Test.
No, they're all yours.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Rich, listen, I love you, and I say this with love, but you have a lot of mental issues, and it came completely apparent during this move.
No.
You have some kind of major OCD. You have...
Wrong.
Mm-hmm. You have some hoarding problems, issues.
Wrong.
Oh, really? I moved box after box after box that said shoes on them.
Yeah, some were yours, some were mine.
No, they weren't mine. They were all yours. I didn't write shoes on mine.
I have a lot of shoes and I have sneakers.
I
downsized.
I don't want you to ever admit to anything because then what would we do on the podcast? Then we'd be done. Then I'd be like, oh, great. And then we'd have to talk about something else. No, this is good. Deny, deny, deny. I mean, that's
deny, deny, deny.
Yes, that's your motto. I'm not going to try to change you anymore. I've seen now that your problems, I used to think you were selfish. I really did. And now after this move, I see you're not selfish. Your OCD you whatever. I don't have the language to describe all the problems that you have. I would have to take a course in psychology.
Oh, really?
Or maybe more. I'd have to get a master's degree in psychology to understand all the issues that you have. And there are many.
No. First of all,
anxiety.
Yeah, of course I had anxiety. You know, there's it was a lot of pressure. We did three. Are you okay?
No.
Three box. What are those called? The vans, the box car, whatever.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We three vanfuls of the box, you know, the.
What are you trying to talk about?
Well, we brought here, okay? Three cargo van fulls. Okay. Three cargo. Then three other of the big cargo vans.
I had two boxes. Everything else was riches.
Now get the fuck out of here. Quit saying that. Then when we're coming here trying to move stuff from one place to the other, everything's not out of the old house. Everything's not out of there. It's not, you know, it's not cleaned. It's got to be painted. Everything's not out of there. And as I'm
say it one more time.
Everything.
It's like you're doing a rap. Everything's not out of there. It's got to be clean. It's got to be painted. Everything's not out of there. It's got to be dude. I don't know how to rap.
So, you know.
Everything's not out of there. Everything's not out of there. Everything's not out of there.
I'm running back and forth doing everything.
Everything's not out of there.
Bonnie's like, but we're buying furniture and she's pressuring me into buying stuff. We already discussed this on the last
podcast. First of all, I paid for half the furniture, so stop. Enough.
Who said you paid for half of it?
I did.
You did?
Yeah. All that downstairs.
You paid for that down there?
Yes. And I paid for that in the kitchen.
Okay.
And I paid for...
I'm not saying who's back and forth, who paid
one
what.
One other thing that I can't remember. Was it this table?
No.
One of the beds.
No.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, no. And quit chewing on your lip when you're doing a podcast.
Don't listen. You don't even know what's right or wrong. So you can't do that to me. You're trying I do to you, but you can't.
You know what'd be nice?
What?
It doesn't matter. I'll go out and get some dinner. Because we don't have dinner tonight. What do we have? What are we going to have for dinner?
I'm sorry. When should I have made it for you?
No, you didn't.
When should I have made it for you? Because sometimes I make dinner and you go, I already ate. I already had this or I'm having that.
Well, you have a way out of everything.
When was I supposed to make you dinner? I'm asking you. You've been telling me since 4 o'clock that we're going to do the podcast.
No.
Yes.
No, not since 4. Yeah.
Yes. You said, first of all, no, you said we're going to do the podcast and then we'll go pick up Raina. Then you were like, nah, you know what? I'm going to go take a nap. Yeah, then we'll do the podcast.
First nap I had in weeks.
Hey, listen, deny, no accountability. That's your motto. Great. Stick to it. That's what happened. Then I said, okay, when I got back, you still weren't up from your nap. So I went and laid down a bit, waited.
Yeah.
When you got up, I got up. I said, are we going to do the podcast? No, you had to do A, B, C, X, Y, Z. Then.
Yeah, I had to clear out some boxes and make some room.
Yeah. Nobody's saying you didn't do shit, but we certainly didn't do the podcast. Then I said, oh, are we doing the podcast or should I go to the gym? No, we're doing the podcast. Hours went by. Now we're
not hours. It's not hours.
What time is it, Rich?
Right now?
Is it 6:30?
6:35.
Okay. There you go. So since 2 o'clock, you've
been telling... Not since 2 o'clock. You say even at 2 o'clock.
Actually, it was 1:30. You said we're going to do the podcast at 2.
I said we could do a podcast. I never said 2. I never gave a time.
Okay, but you were saying we're going to do a short podcast and then go pick up Raina.
I would have loved to have done that podcast then and got it over with. That would have been great.
Nobody stopped you. There was nobody stopping you.
Whatever else, you know, things get in a new house. One thing, you get distracted and you start doing and doing that.
All right. That only applies, though, to podcasts and not to dinners.
No, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about, could I use that excuse while you don't have a fucking dinner on the table?
First of all, you don't have to have dinner on the table.
Here, how about this? You're hungry, eat my ass.
Here's the difference. You wouldn't let me eat your ass, even if I tried.
Ugh, I don't want that much juice in it. Thank you.
That many juice?
That much Rich Voss mouth juice in my ass.
That's Here's the difference.
What is the difference?
Well, you say, does it apply to dinners like the podcast? We discussed it, but we never discussed dinner, what we're going to do as a family. Did Rainey eat yet? Because I'll take you guys out to eat. We can go out to eat. I'll do that. Because no one ate. So after we're done with this, we'll all go out to eat.
Last night, Raina told me she was making dinner for us tonight.
Yeah.
I asked her in the car because we just took her friend home. I said, are you going to make us dinner? She goes, I'll do it tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, I'll be gone and you'll be gone.
Yeah.
Call her in here.
I don't feel like it. You're going to do this thing again that I hate.
What thing?
Where you start calling Raina and it becomes like 20 minutes of the podcast where you're just calling for Raina to come up.
No. I'll call her 2 times, all right? Raina! Only 1 time. Come here. It's very important. It's very important. How do you know? How could they not have Kate find a cable access point? Come here. Where is she? Oh, you were down. I thought you were in your room. Come here for a second to the microphone. Hey, stop. Why would you? And it doesn't matter because I don't care at all. But did you tell mommy you were going to make us dinner tonight?
Yeah.
What were you going to make?
Give her the mic at least.
We're going to make Asian noodles.
Oh. So you're not going to do it tonight, though? You're too busy, right?
Yeah, I'm going to make it tomorrow.
Tomorrow? When I'm out of town and mommy's got to work in New York, who do you think you'll be making it for?
I'll make it Saturday.
How about Sunday?
Fine, I'll make it Sunday.
How do you make Asian noodles? You make it from scratch or you just boiling water and throwing it in something?
Making it from scratch.
Well, we're going to go out to eat tonight because mommy and I don't know. We'll decide that later.
6:40.
What? Yeah, so it's 6:40. We'll go out to eat at like 7:30. It's not too late. All right, Scram. Thank you for your help.
Why are you recording?
Oh, my God. Are you recording over it again?
There's whatever's behind it does not erase. I don't know.
You just clicked delete. You want me to do it for you?
No, you don't know how to. No.
Yes, I don't know how to work GarageBand.
You don't know how to work GarageBand. How do you know how to work it?
Use the mic.
What do you mean, how do I not know how to? It's GarageBand. Of course I know how to work it. It's literally the easiest thing to work in the world.
That's here's the problem, Raina.
Here we go. Mommy's going to attack
About 100 podcasts.
100?
Every time the podcast finished, there's another 20 minutes or whatever after it from an old podcast because he keeps recording over an old podcast and he claims he can't do it. Well, because in his notes to set up, they say use the template, but he clearly recorded onto the template at some point.
No, I just do whatever shows.
Yeah, there's little audio right there.
I've tried to explain it to him, Raina.
It's not that hard to set this up. Do you want me to show you?
No, I already said, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing, obviously, because we've
You obviously don't. If you no, look, look no. You're recording over audio. You obviously don't now. Also, this microphone, that's her microphone. Never mind.
Well, here's my microphone right here.
Never mind. But you obviously don't know how it works if you're recording over audio.
No, I'm not. I am. But whatever. I
you
know what
I'm
doing.
You can't get him to say he doesn't know something.
I don't know how to do this. You obviously
He can't. Listen, there's no point in time where he will say he doesn't know how to do something. It's just not capable of him to say it.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I don't know how to do.
What?
One what? Move out to California away from you two. I don't know how to do that.
I'm sure you could figure it out.
That is literally.
All right, go downstairs.
Oh, no. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for helping.
Well, that was good. Are you glad you did that?
Why? She just listens.
Raina, close the door because we can hear you.
How can we hear her? There's no one down there with her.
That's why I went and closed the door earlier, by the way, because she's watching something on her phone and I could hear it.
She just heard you say that before, and that's why she came in here saying that stuff.
No.
Yeah.
You don't think Raina would know how to do it?
GarageBand?
Yeah.
Probably. You know what? I'm going to let you do the read tonight. Uh, because I did Bobby's podcast yesterday. Mm-hmm. And the female, I don't know her name.
The female?
Yeah. There was
what are you on? What are you, what is this? Some kind of like nature video?
What are you saying?
Well, the female does the podcast.
All right, here.
In the Robert Kelly Forest, the female does the podcast. All right,
Do the Manscaped podcast.
I thought you just did it already.
I did the in the beginning.
Support for My Wife Hates Me comes from Manscaped, who is the best in men's below the belt grooming. Well, that's a fun phrase. Below the belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision engineered tools for your family jewels this holiday season. They got a pretty good ad writer here.
You got to see all the stuff they sent me. It's amazing.
Jingle balls to the walls, fellas. Listen up. Untrimmed pubes are a thing of the past. You trim your pubes, babe?
Yes.
It's time to gear up and get yourself the gift of shaving this holiday season. I am talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0. You ever do something where you like got an ingrown hair or cut yourself shaving?
Not me.
Never?
Well, yeah, I've nicked myself. Yeah.
Well, you won't. You won't with this advanced skin safe technology. The trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts. And it's also waterproof. You can use it in the shower.
Perfect. And it goes right down the drain.
Perfect. They actually just launched in Target stores. That's a huge milestone for Manscaped. Wow.
It's got
this is interesting. Am I supposed to be reading all this?
It's got everything in it, though. It's got ball wipes. It's got like a shaver, clippers, a travel
case. Well, let me tell you what. The Lawnmower 2.0 comes inside their Perfect Package 2.0, which makes the perfect gift this holiday season. It's literally everything you need to keep trimmed, cut free, and smelling nice down there. And don't use the same trimmer on your face as you're using on your balls. That's just nasty. The Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0 also includes the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? And yes, your balls stink. Well, I didn't want to be the one to say it, but speaking of sweaty and stinky balls, I am thankful for their Crop Reviver. Because I don't want to smell my husband's stinky balls. This product, along with the Crop Preserver, keeps your balls from sweating, smelling, and sticking. Oh, doesn't that sound nice?
I like it.
If your balls stick together, that's not fun. Can't be fun.
Not when they stick to your legs, I'll tell you that.
Oh, boy. And these products smell good. Their manly scent is attractive and will help set the mood, if you know what I mean. Yeah, I like the smell of somebody's balls. I get right down in there. You know what I'm saying? The Perfect Package will also come with a pair of Manscaped boxer briefs that'll keep your junk feeling fresh all day. And it's time to upgrade those overused pair of boxers to Manscaped's high-performance anti-chafer boxer briefs. Tis the season of Manscaped, so get yourself your dad, your brother, your friends, the best gift of all, the Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code HATES. HATES at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code HATES, HATES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off. 20% off, that's a lot. With free shipping, that's great, at manscaped.com and use the code HATES. Clean up your nuts and make Santa proud this year.
Yeah, it's a good package. You got to see all the stuff that comes with it. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. Anyhow, so back to
your issues with the moving.
It's just too much. It'll all come together, but it.
But I don't get like why
there's
like,
some stuff we bought that didn't. We bought a sofa. It didn't fit down the stairs. We had to go get a new sofa. We bought this to rake leaves. We haven't even put that together. I don't even know if we'll use it. It snowed.
It snowed before we could get to it.
We brought all the, we have two big recycling bins, you know, on the side of two recycling garbage cans, two big ones with wheels on them now. And one has a yellow top and one has a green top. One's for cardboard and one's for, you know, aluminum cans, plastic bottles. So we filled it up with as much cardboard as we can. We rolled it out front. They pick it up every other Tuesday. And I notice everybody else in the neighborhoods is picked up but ours. And I see a note left. Cardboard goes in the other recycling bin. Like one has a green top, one has a yellow top. They're the exact same bins. They couldn't just fucking pick it up and empty it for us. You know, who would... Oh, sorry. You put the cardboard in the wrong color. It's just, and you like, if I see them, I don't want to start an argument with them because that they'll never pick up our stuff. But who the fuck would just go, oh, not in green. It's in yellow. Forget it. Let's leave it for them. So now we have 2 more weeks of cardboard. We got tons of cardboard and you know, Bonnie likes to recycle. That's not one of my causes I'm into. You know, I don't litter, but, you know, I'm not.
Littering is the least of our problems.
It's the least of our problems?
Yes.
In this world?
Fuck, who cares about littering? Our oceans are full of plastic. Yes.
It's gross littering. You ever seen?
Yeah, cats? Well, that's why you care about it, because it affects you directly. But what you're doing every time you use a plastic bottle is you're littering into the ocean. Do you know the fish have, if you eat fish, you're eating plastic. There's all kinds of plastic in fish. They say in 20 years, it's going to be more plastic than fish in the ocean. I mean, think about that.
Well, I'm not
more
telling,
plastic well, than fish.
Well, that's not my fault that these fucking assholes are dumping it in the ocean. Why are they dumping it there?
Whose fault is it? It's just society. We fucking went the wrong direction. Now we got to pull back.
No,
why are you sitting there caring about whose fault it is? Stop doing it.
Stop dumping it in the ocean.
Stop using plastic.
If they dumped it.
Remember I said there's, first of all,
what happened to landfills where they used to,
I used to think like, oh, and they'd say it takes 300 years for this to, you know, whatever. I think actually plastic takes longer, but I was like, in the big scheme of things, it's nothing, you know, but really we're getting more garbage than we can live with. It's, you know how like the populations people used, like they displace animals and the animals have nowhere to go. Well, that's what plastic's going to do to us. It's going to displace us. We have nowhere to go. No land to fucking make crops on.
I've said this before on podcasts, and I'll say it a million times. You drive down the turnpike and you see these factories and big corporations.
Yes, they should all be held accountable, of course.
I don't even think
but
we're a pinhead compared to
what. You can't tell billionaires what to do. They're in charge. Sorry. But we can stop. I mean, the one thing we can do is our own personal thing, which is, and listen, I'm not perfect. Sometimes I forget my bag. I use a plastic bag at the grocery store or whatever. But we can be aware of it, conscious of it. And just try every once in a while, make that decision. Do I really need this water bottle? Could I refill this one up?
You can't refill it. Why can't you?
You're at the gym, refill a fucking old water bottle from your car instead of.
What you mean? Use the water from the fountain? How gross and dirty that is from rusty pipes and
use the water from the fountain. I've done it many, many times. It doesn't seem to affect me, but also at my gym, and I'm sure a lot of gyms, it's like filtered water.
There's no filter water in mine.
Well, sorry. It doesn't have to be like this whole
can.
It's just like everything. It's like you think you have to do everything. This is the moving too. Like it weighs on you so much. It's like, just do it when you can.
That's not true. You got to do certain stuff to live. You got to get clothes here. You got to put shower curtains up to take showers. You have to
do the
essential stuff. The only thing I did different was hang some pictures and set up a workout room and help get her stuff down there for her game.
Well, was it worth it to have a table and everything set up at the old place?
Oh, no, I thought I made a mistake. I bought a $30 table that I could use, thinking I was going to be there doing stuff there and here at the same time. That's all. I just saw my computer because my internet was on there for till December 1st. So I thought I'd be doing stuff over there. So, yeah, I bought a full table for $30. That doesn't even come close to half the tools I bought, to, you know, stuff we bought, stuff we, I think we only returned like one or two things out of everything we bought. We've used almost everything. So, I mean, you know, thank God, you know, we have so much storage. There's an attic that you can get in through in the hallway here and up in the attic, you know, in the house, so we could store tons of stuff. The only problem is I don't like to go in the attics because that's where bats get in, you know, and I'm scared of bats.
Oh, no one else is.
But do bats take off in the winter? What do they do in the winter? They hibernate?
I don't know, but if a bat comes at you and bites you, it is rabies.
Yeah, that's why I'm scared of them.
They won't attack you unless they're already...
Well, then that's...
I'm just saying. So if a bat comes at you and attacks you, get yourself to the hospital. You got to...
Well, what if it doesn't
bite you? You got a couple of hours to get the antidote before you... Rabies is 100% death rate. Fatality.
One person survived rabies.
One person.
Frank.
No, but there was one person, but they don't know what happened to her. So did she survive? They don't have a record.
But what if a bat attacks you and doesn't bite you? Like,
well,
like I heard the podcast story.
That I listened to, a girl got like bit, but she didn't know she got bit. Like the bat came at her and then she got sick and got a fever and stuff. And then they traced it back to the bat, but they didn't know the bat had bit. Like it was that light, I guess.
Did she die?
Yeah. Once you get the fever, you're done.
How long do you have till you get to the hospital?
I don't know. I think it's like a few hours.
And
apparently the antidote or whatever you call it is very expensive and not all hospitals have it. So they would have to like fly it in from somewhere possibly.
Well, why wouldn't they have it?
I don't know. Not all hospitals have it.
That's why I don't want to go in the attic to put stuff up there. Like I'll peek up there with a flashlight and see if I see any bats hanging.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. I think bats take in the winter hibernate.
Don't know.
I don't know either. I'm just, I know a bat got, what, for bats, to see if bats hibernate? Mm-hmm. Say bats in the winter in New Jersey, where do they go? What do they do? This is crazy, crazy podcast talk. We're talking about bats now.
I mean, bats is at least an interesting subject that people could be like, oh, I didn't know that. Or
yeah,
find out more about it. I don't know if the same could be said for the recycling bin material that you were doing earlier.
Well, why wouldn't they just pick it up? It's there. Because the lid is yellow, not green. Is there a reason they didn't pick it up? Oh, sorry.
Bats will sometimes appear in your home during the winter months. They hibernate from late fall, October, November, until spring arrives. It was previously believed that bats migrated to caves or mines for hibernation, but we now know that many will hibernate inside homes and buildings.
How would we know? We would see them hanging upside down, right?
I don't know. I guess so.
If they're hibernating, they're asleep, so we wouldn't wake them, right? They wouldn't awake.
Do bats bite? Bats do not bite unless they are provoked. Even the occasional rabid bat seldom becomes aggressive. However, since bats are rabies vector species in most places and, like all wild animals, can bite to defend themselves, it is crucial to take all necessary precautions to avoid potential exposure to the virus. A bat bites you, you got it.
How long? Look at how long you got.
How long do you have?
How long do you have? I think a day. How long after a bat bite do you have?
How long after
a bat bite?
A rabid.
Oh, now I'm getting fucking anxiety.
Bites you.
I wonder if you can bat-proof your house.
How long do you have to get a rabies shot after being bitten? Depending on whether you were vaccinated before exposure or not will determine what set of rabies vaccines you require after a bite or scratch. If you were not vaccinated against rabies, you need a series of 4 to 5 vaccinations. And the human rabies immunoglobulin, HRIG, over a period of 14 days after the bite or scratch. Receive 2 or more doses of vaccine. The incubation period, the time between initial contact with the virus and the onset of the disease, generally ranges from 2 to 8 weeks.
What?
How long does it take to show signs of rabies in humans? Generally ranges from 2 to 8 weeks. In rare cases, it can range from 10 days to 2 years. You might have rabies right now. You don't know. The incubation period is shorter in children and in people exposed to a large dose of the rabies virus.
I thought you die in like a day. Something's wrong there. No one lives 2 years with rabies.
The first symptoms of rabies can appear from a few days to more than a year after the bite happens. At first, there's a tingling, prickling, or itching feeling around the bite area. A person also might have flu-like symptoms such as fever, headache, muscles, aches, loss of appetite, nausea, and tiredness.
I'm exhausted. I don't want to go out to eat. I'm not that hungry. Tired.
Okay.
Psych.
Oh, you got me. People ask me, what's it like living with a comedian? Well, you just heard it.
Get what I just did?
Sometimes you'll say we're going out for dinner and then you'll be like, I don't want to. And I'll be like, oh my God. Well, he says, I'm kidding. I go, what a roller coaster.
No, because that says loss of appetite. So I go, I'm not hungry. I'm tired.
Oh, that was the joke. Oh my God. Terrible. Just really, really bad. Didn't know. You should have been like scratching your thing. 2 years ago, I got this bite and I can't stop scratching it. I have something on the back of my neck that it's been itching for 2 years. Right here.
Tick tock.
I think it's like some skin disease or something.
It's psoriasis.
I think it's psoriasis. I think I have psoriasis on my ankle and on my back.
I have cream for that.
You do?
Yeah.
Don't hide it. Divide it.
I don't want you using it all up. That's how you are. I'll give you some of it.
Boy, what a great... These are the kind of podcasts homeowners have. Married homeowners.
All right. Well, we're at 31 minutes. We could wrap it up. Let's do some plugs. You know, this is a quick one. It's the first one from our new house. You know,
why? There's so much to go over. Everyone's asking me about the move, and I have so much to say about it. It's unbelievable.
Well, you do a little tease. What do you have to say? Like, you do one or two things right now. Do one thing or something.
Oh, gotta think about
how overwhelming it is.
That you're sick. You have problems.
No, you do.
You're insane.
No, you are.
I don't really want to. I mean, it is weird.
What is? That we have separate rooms?
Yeah.
Why is it weird? Now you think that's weird?
No, I mean, I love it personally, but I see other people's faces when we tell them and they're like weirded out by it.
What? That we each have a bedroom?
It's like when we came into the house, we all picked bedrooms like we were at a like vacation rental.
Well, I mean, I come in late. I snore. Your bedroom.
Well,
so
your
small.
Bed is so high, you can't get up on it. Sometimes at night, how do you get up on there?
It's a fucking nightmare. I almost fell out trying to take a pee last night to climb down.
Is it comfortable?
I don't know. They're all the same to me. But
you got a nice like pillow top. It's just so high.
The room where your bed is in, our old bed.
Yeah.
It's too small, that room for two people. It's too small. The closet is, there's no possible way I could get more than 5 shirts. Like, we did have a big closet in our old place. Mm-hmm. That closet is the smallest closet I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I could barely get my stuff in it.
Yeah. So, and there's no room in there. It would just be two cramped people. Now, we have 4 three bedrooms upstairs and downstairs a guest room. So sometimes I sleep downstairs in the guest room where there's so much space. And I had to keep my clothes down there too, because there's one bathroom upstairs where Bonnie and Raina's bathroom. And then
there's this bathroom.
Well, no, with a shower, just a half bathroom up here. But the shower, there's no way three of us are using that one bathroom upstairs.
Right.
So the bathroom downstairs in the guest room, off of the guest room, you know, with a shower, is the one I use. So my clothes are down there because they are not going to fit up here. That place is, the house is very big in size, in square footage, counting the basement. But the bedrooms are small. The living room and dining room are very big. You know, I wish I would have taken some space. The kitchen is bigger than
our whole
fucking gigantic kitchen. So, you know, it's impossible. You know, if me and Bonnie want to fool around, we fool around to come downstairs in my bed. And the good thing, after we're done, I go, you know, go, you can, it's like, go to your room, get out. You know how it is, like back in the day when you met somebody.
Well, it's not like you, you were never a person who cuddled. Like sometimes I try to cuddle you and you'd go, okay, that's enough, buzz off. Like even anytime I'm nice or kind to you, it's goes completely without. I come up to you, I rub your neck, I give you a kiss. Sometimes I like hug you, you go, come on, get away, come on.
I never say that.
Yeah,
hugs, I always hug back, but the, you know, the hand on the neck, it sometimes it tickles.
Oh my God. You're totally the worst. Then I texted you the other day and I was like, I appreciate everything you're doing. I love you, whatever. And you were like, yeah, okay. I love you too.
I didn't write. I said, thank you. I love you too. I said, thank you for sending that nice thing.
It was predictive text, I'm sure.
Like you can't, I can't win. I wrote.
No, you can't.
I wrote.
There you go. There you go. You finally got it.
Men are from Mars. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
That, whatever.
I'll give you $1 if you can tell me what planet women are from.
Venus.
Oh, okay. You will get $1.
Oh.
And dogs?
Now I'm trying to train the dog, and she won't even let me do it. She won't let me train her.
Oh.
I'm trying to train her to go to the bathroom. And
I'm
Bonnie's
training
here. I said all day long, she stays in the kitchen where her pee pad is until she learns that's her. All day. You don't take her out. You want to play with her? You want to play with her? You go in the kitchen or you take her. You don't let her sit on your bed.
Go outside.
She's not going to go outside. She's a Yorkie. She's a Yorkie. So go on the pad. And that's what you got to teach her. Yorkies are known for peeing all over the place.
I wish people could see how cute she is right now. She's
very cute. She's very cute. And you like playing with her. She's fun.
Yeah, cute.
She's a cute, but she's.
Say something in a mic.
There's something, you know. She's. Just has never been trained.
Well, if your kid wasn't that smart, would you just yell at your kid all the time?
I don't yell. I'm trying to train her. I'm taking initiative for what you won't do. And I'm trying to teach you how to train her too. That's all. It's like. That crate, the kitchen is a big crate until she learns to go on the pad. We can't have her peeing and ruining these floors all over the place. You know, it's going to be hard to sell the other house because of that one floor. I might have to put another floor in.
No.
You can't fix one area in a floating floor.
Damn, that's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. $5,000 to put the new floors in because she was never trained. $5,000 to take up the carpet and put new floors because she was never trained. Mm. Does money grow on trees? Is that, did you come from a home where?
Well, we didn't have money, but we had trees.
Yeah. Yeah. Where you don't care. It's a big deal. She's cute.
Why do you think I don't?
What? You don't want?
I grew up more poor than you.
Yeah, but you don't take responsibility. Why do you think we bought a crate in the beginning to train her? Which everybody says, you get a crate and you train your dog.
I'm not a mean person.
To train a dog?
You have to be mean. You have to leave him there. I couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
You don't, it's not mean. It's training a dog. People train their shepherds. They train their dog. I'm like, you don't beat it. You train it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't know any better. It's a dog. Okay. So now it'll just go to the bathroom anywhere. Is that what you want now?
No.
Is that what you want in your new house? Is the dog to go to the bathroom? And tell me, if that's what you want, then I won't try to train her the way, you know, I used to have my dog Betts, that was half Shepherd and half St. Bernard, mm-hmm. was trained. It wouldn't eat until I clicked my, if I went to the store and said, sit outside, sit, it wouldn't move until I told, even if I left for 6 hours, that dog would stay there because I trained my dog. I took time and trained it. And it was my favorite dog ever in my whole life, except for my other dog that somebody stole.
Mm.
They stole my, I had a purebred shepherd.
That's that was sad. Stolen.
My dumb roommate left it out, let it go outside to run in the yard. And
I don't like that.
Someone stole it in the neighborhood. I lived in a neighborhood where they'd steal anything. Anyhow.
Well, on that sad note.
This Friday and Saturday, I'll be at the Comedy Connection in Rhode Island. This Monday, December 9th, at the Stand, Would You Bang 'Em?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a great show.
It's just Monday. Would you bang them?
Yeah. We've talked about it before. If you haven't seen it, get a ticket. I don't even know if there's tickets left, but...
At the Stand. It's going to sell out.
I mean, I'm pretty sure. So we have these female judges. Brutal, witty...
Funny.
Judges. And they are going to judge men based on their stand-up acts, if they would fuck them or not.
Yep. It's a fun show. We've done it at Moon Tower in Montreal, Skankfest. Every festival always wants it.
Yeah, because it's fun. It's a good time. You'll enjoy it.
So anyhow.
Because you get to hear good comedians do stand-up. And then you get to hear like...
Women discussing whether they would sleep with
them. Remember Michael Che? He was nervous. He was like, I do not like doing this. He was so funny, though. Remember Karen Feehan before he even started? She goes, I would.
So that's Monday at the Stand. Next Tuesday and Wednesday, I'll be at the Fat Black Pussycat doing an hour show. I'm trying to tape some new. What I'm trying to do is I got a new CD coming out, I think December 18th on iTunes. It's called... When I Saw Hamilton, my new CD is coming out. But I'm also trying to tape some new stuff either this weekend and next week, just like maybe 8 or 10 clean tracks, sparkling clean for Laugh USA. Because they play me on Raw Dog all the time, which I'm very grateful for. But, you know, I just got to edit a couple words out of a couple of my bits. You know, I'll bring back some old stuff, some new stuff, keep it clean, and try to get on Laugh USA. So that's next Tuesday and Wednesday. I'll be at the Fat Black Pussycat doing an hour. And Monday at the Stand this weekend. And January, we start up Creeps with Kids Tour. We start it back up in January. The greatest tour on earth. Bonnie will be going to LA soon to do some writing. We're very busy. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Don't you hate people that go, like after their shows, you ever hear comics that go, oh, thank you for playing along?
No, I've never heard that. You're good sports. It? Thanks for playing along. Sometimes I say to people, you're a good sport.
But I had one guy, somebody used to say, thank you for playing along. Go fuck yourself. Thank you for playing along. Anyhow, we're done. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you for
cunt face. So being funny. If someone just dragged that out, he's calling somebody cunt face.
I don't think that matters.
It doesn't?
I think you say cunt face to people. It's
I think to cunt face people.
If you said it to a woman, it might be different. But if you said it to a man, I think it's fine.
Oh, okay. But I'm just saying
anything. But yes,
they'll find a way.
Look,
to destroy.
Yes.
If they want to destroy you.
My God. All you have to do is look at my fucking Comedy Central special. There's all kinds of shit in there that's horrifying. Yeah. My HBO special, there's all kinds of shit in there that's horrifying. It's like, but the thing is, you know, Because the people don't realize, the people that are like on this campaign to fucking get people fired or make people pay for their past indiscretions, it's like, I get it on the one hand. It's like, yeah, you're sick and tired of people being racist for comedy's sake. Like, I get that. I remember being in clubs when people were just making gay jokes all the time. It was like constant. That was what comedy was for like 5 years, just wall-to-wall gay jokes. It's like, okay, once we stopped kind of doing that, it was like, it's refreshing. It's like, let's move on to something else. However, it's also really crazy to put the brakes on what people say in such a way that makes it seem like their lives can be ruined for it, because you don't know what's coming. Like, you don't know. Like, I do think like plastic is going to be illegal soon. And at some point we're going to look back at people, pictures of them with a plastic water bottle, and people are going to be like, look at these fucking pieces of shit ruining our planet. You don't know.
Look at Trudeau. He's done.
Well, the thing is that the blackface, how could you not know?
But
the brown face, I get you're doing a costume. I don't think at some point, like, people were still just like, it was fine to do Halloween costumes. But blackface is a whole different thing. That's like got a history. And
I heard.
And but don't people know? Like, how could people not know?
I heard a newscaster going after him. And it is kind of stupid what she said. She goes, as early as 2001, as early as 18 years ago. I mean, that's not really early.
What do you mean?
She was going, and he did this as early as 2001. Oh,
18 years ago. Well, he was 39.
You know,
or 29.
I don't think. Sorry.
When he did that. Thing. It's not like he was a kid.
I don't think by any stretch he's racist or any of that stuff. And I don't think when he was doing an Arab person, not a,
right.
I don't think he was doing this going, oh, this is vicious or this is mean. He just wasn't aware. Some people 18 years ago,
the blackface, I don't see how you could not be aware.
In Canada,
I knew.
No, in Canada. Oh yeah. How about when you were in fourth grade?
That I dressed up in a Halloween costume as a Chinese person who worked in the rice paddies.
In fourth grade. Can you think fourth if they grade. Went in?
Yep. And I had the hat and the little, you know, the Nehru collar jacket and stuff. And I might have had pointy shoes.
You had
on.
Fake teeth?
Big
teeth?
I don't remember. I think I might've had fake teeth and the braids. Not one person was like, this is a little inappropriate. It was like a Halloween costume. And I think people thought like, oh, look, she researched. It was like educational almost. You know, when I told my mama I wanted to do it, she was like, great, go look in some encyclopedias and let's see what we need to do. Can you imagine
if they try to take you down for a costume in fourth grade? Look at her.
I mean, I think Halloween costumes should be kind of like.
You should make them yourself anyhow.
I remember, I'm sure I told this story, but.
Probably.
I was at this was 2001 or 2002. I'm not sure. People that dressed up as the Twin Towers with the plane going in. Two people both dressed up as a tower and held hands walking down the street. I think flames were coming out of it. And people were, because in LA, you walk down Santa Monica Boulevard in your costume and people were just, it was like, there was like, you know, it was like cheering and happy. And then they would come and people would just completely walk to the opposite sides of the street, like giving them the birth of just letting them just like, and you could see that they knew they made a mistake, but they were like, well, now we have to walk to the end and walk back. Like,
they could have just taken the costumes off and left them on the ground.
They kind of had this like resolve in their faces, like, well, we just spent all this time making them.
All right. Well, listen.
I mean, people make mistakes. You know, like you know, they're probably, this is what I thought about them. They're probably like getting high and drinking, and somebody came up with the idea and they were like, that is hilarious. That's so great. And then they made them without like talking to anyone or thinking about it too deeply. And then the minute they got out of their car and put their costumes on, they were like, Do you know what I mean? Like,
the plane bailed out.
Yeah.
The plane said, I can't do this.
Guys, I'm going home. I was with Ian Bagg. We were both like,
All right. Anyhow, look at creepswithkids.com. Get your tickets. The tour starts in October. Creepswithkids.com. Get tickets for the tour. Jersey, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Boston. Creepswithkids.com. So long, Bonnie. This week I'll be in Cuyahoga Falls too, at the Funny Farm. Cuyahoga Falls. Creepswithkids.com. Cuyahoga Falls. Creepswithkids.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.